Hey, did you sleep in on
Wednesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
Yeah, here we are. Well done. You've missed the show, and now you got to re-listen to it on a catch-up. That's your fault.
That's better for some people.
Why is it better for some people?
Because there's no music and ads.
But maybe some people listen for the ads. Some people want to know what's going on at Harvey Norman.
You think there's one person that listens to our show purely for the ads,
yep,
driving along, and then you come on, do your bit when you say something?
Hey, it's Jimmy Nate.
Oh, but turn this rubbish off. Where did my Harvey Norman ad go?
A lot of people want to hear that. Well, the guy who voiced that ad probably wants to hear himself. He doesn't want to hear us mamble on.
To be fair, the guy that voices it over. We should. One of our mates, Zach, is a voiceover artist. Mm. Sorry, guys, we're off topic. We'll tell you what's on the podcast coming up.
Maybe.
Sorry, catch up. We should ask Zach if he turns up the ad when it's his voice.
He probably does.
Probably does. That's his
big moment. They've got to give themselves feedback.
But look, Nath, this is the third podcast. This is Wednesday's show.
Yep.
I just opened the podcast app.
Yes.
Monday shows up.
We're there.
Yeah, but Tuesday's isn't. So today's wouldn't be either.
Well, we haven't finished today's, yeah. So it hasn't been made.
So hopefully by the end of the day, Tuesday and Wednesday will be up.
Pick one thing that you want to plug in that's happening on the podcast.
I mean, the Harvey Norman ad.
Yeah, we included that.
No, it got cut out. Well, no ads, no music, we can promise. One thing on this sheet. I'm keen to chat about Will Ferrell at the tennis.
Yeah.
That's first cab off the rank. Also, Bernard Tomic leaving the jungle.
Yeah.
Also keen to for you guys to
I want to mention something near the end of this podcast if you make it through there.
Yeah. You're good at that.
You are talking about a little thing that happened to you at the gym recently that was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gym story. It involves me, Nate, and the showers.
And Jerry Harvey. I enjoy.
The Jimmy and Nate catch up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
It's very exciting news for Will Ferrell fans. You might have seen, you might have heard about, he was at the Australian Open.
Yeah.
Nate, he just crashed an interview with Roger Federer.
He just waltzed on out.
Well, to be fair, we were sitting at home and we were watching the tennis, and the next thing, Will Ferrell walks out and we're going, what's going on?
Is he doing a celebrity match?
It was very confusing. Like, I wasn't expecting Will Ferrell to walk out and host an interview with Roger Federer. And then, Nate, you and me started talking about, well, what's he doing? What's going on? Yada, yada, yada. Well, he's recently done an interview on the Jimmy Fallon show, and he spoke to him about being the Oz Open.
I saw you at the Australian Open.
Yes, last week.
Yeah, you were there.
I was down in Melbourne, Australia, to go watch the tennis match, the Australian Open. So, it's one of the Grand Slams.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Four.
Roger Federer.
U.S. Open, Wimbledon, Jamaican Open. And the Australian
they don't do the Jamaican Open anymore. They got rid of that one.
At the start, he sounded like, you saw that, did you?
Yeah.
Kind of like it's a little bit of regret. He's kind of like, I wish I didn't do that.
Well, he went on to speak with Jimmy about it and basically said, I was just asked if I wanted to go out. He just literally, big tennis fan, flew to Australia, wanted to watch Australian Open, had some time off. And then they were like, mate, do you want to come do an interview? And he's like, you know what? Yeah, I will.
Yeah, why not? Do you reckon it would? Yeah, we'll interview the best player in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you think that was the thing? They're like, do you want to do an interview? And he's like, yeah, who you got?
Sam Stazer.
And he goes, no, not Sam. Who else you got? Nick Kyrgios. Nah. Roger Federer?
Yeah. Do you reckon it gets annoying being celebrities at things like that, and then they always get asked to come out and do things? Because I remember when I was went at my recent
trip. You were a celebrity?
No, way back then. Get me out of here. I remember when I was at the basketball. The chick from Will and Grace was at the basketball.
Which one, Will or Grace?
Grace. Isn't that the girl?
Oh no, the what's Karen?
Karen. Yeah.
Was it Karen or was it Grace?
Karen? I don't know.
One of the girls from
the
Will and Grace is at
from
the basketball.
Will and Grace in the
no,
main
two
girl.
Girls.
No, one's a guy.
The main girl.
The main girl.
Okay,
yeah,
sweet.
Grace.
Yeah, let's move
Grace.
Along. You're anyway, at the basketball.
She was on the camera, and she's obviously just there enjoying it with her family. And then the interviewer went up and was like, oh, started chatting to her. And she's obviously just trying to enjoy the game with her family.
Well, it got me thinking, Nath, like, these celebrities get to go do these things. I mean, in Will Ferrell's case, he got to crash the Oz Open. If you could crash a sporting event, if you were allowed to be at any sporting event in the world, walk out onto the field, where would it be?
It'd have to be the AFL Grand Final, just because there's so many people there.
Oh, so you're just talking about eyeballs. You just want to get out in front.
Yeah, well, front and because you kind of want someone to know who you are, and I'm assuming there'll be at least one Hobartian who listens to this station.
Or is that the
MCG?
Hey, there's Nate from Jimmy and Nate.
Yeah, but it's Jimmy in the crowd saying it, so.
Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Jim, some horrible news in the US. People have flocked to one of the last Blockbusters closing in the country in Texas. The Blockbusters in Texas, as I just said, and what they're doing. Sorry, I forgot that, right. I said that already.
Hey, did you know the Blockbusters in Texas? There you go.
And the reason they've gone there is because they're having a liquidation sale. So basically, they're selling all the leftover DVDs and, I don't know, popcorn that hasn't been cooked and what else. They sometimes sell PlayStation games in Blockbuster and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, in terms of what they sell or what they rent.
Because they rent videos. Heaps of stuff.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Well, the owner's come out and he said, look, 15 years ago, you would have seen hundreds of people in this shop daily. I think that's a bit generous.
No,
hundreds?
It depends. Like, it depends what you got else on offer. Like, I don't know that part of the world that well. Mm. I grew up in a small country town, Gundawindi.
Far North Queensland.
No. middle of nowhere, but not our Far North Queensland. And our weekly, we had a Video Easy, which is our video store.
Oh, they're good.
And, it would be like a new releases that come out on a Friday. So you'd go there on a Friday and everybody in town would be there. Mm. But again, there's not much else to do in my town.
Did you ever go to a movie that you would rent of a Friday?
What do you mean?
Like, was there always a movie that you loved as a kid? Or did you change it up a lot?
Oh, no, I mean, like, yeah, I think it was just like a family thing. It was like a town thing. Everyone just went there and just, you got a movie.
Oh, you all sat around the one TV in the city, did you?
You had to watch it at the store.
What's on today? Muppet Treasure Island again?
Yeah.
Here's what I thought we could do. Well, we're lucky in Hobart because there's still quite a few video stores going around. I mean, you just said to me before in that song that there's a Video City in Newtown where we live.
Yeah, I just Google Mapsed it. If we want to head there later, Nathan, a 15-minute walk from our house.
Oh, how good's that?
Yeah, we can go rent Muppet Treasure Island, apparently.
Sit around the one TV in Hobart. How good's that? Yeah. There is also a Blockbuster in Huonville as well. There's one in Lonnie. So there's still a few around, but I'm a bit worried that they're on their way out. So what I thought we could do is I might play some sad music and we could just remember some of the nice things we remember about Blockbuster and Video City and video rental places. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right, let's do it. Just jump in whenever.
Okay. Emmett, Nath, you start.
All right, I'll start.
And then I'll jump in if I feel like it.
I love the smell of popcorn when you walk into a Blockbuster.
See, this is the problem. We didn't have popcorn at our store. Well, so when you say popcorn, I think movie theaters, not rental.
Well, I mean, whatever your one was,
I'm sorry you went to a gold class.
Oh, you had popcorn rentals in yours, did you?
Nathan Wolf did and goes, can I get a frozen Coke as well?
I'll go again then. I love the fact that if you didn't know where a movie was, you could just go up to the register and they could search it and tell you exactly where it was and who was renting it.
I did not know. We didn't have that either. You had to just walk and
who
find it.
Who ran yours?
Mitchell, actually. The guy's name was Mitchell. He was a redhead.
He was also your butcher and your fireman, wasn't he?
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
We're going to cover some I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here.
Woo! Love that show.
Look, Nath, we can confess, we're not massive fans of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Mind you, we said that, but the last couple of nights we have watched it. Yeah. And every time we sit in front of it, we're like, we don't even like this show, but we do watch it.
We've watched it two nights in a row. You get sort of caught up in it sometimes. And then I think it's a bit of a hate watch as well, because you're watching it going, I want to punch Bernard Tomic in his little face. But speaking of the Tomic, Bernard, he was eliminated last night.
Or he chose
to leave. Mm. Yeah, sorry, eliminated is the wrong term. He chose to leave. First ever celebrity in four seasons to do that, Nate.
Say the words. What are the words?
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Yeah, good one.
Now, I mean, Nate, the two nights we've been watching, we were just like, he doesn't come across that well. But I did browse over the socials. A lot of people are on his side and said, look, mate, you know, if you're feeling a bit depressed, if you are a bit upset, get out of here. But this is what he had to say last night on the show.
That's why I've decided to leave. So I'm just thanking you for everyone for supporting me the last few days and obviously speaking to me yesterday about it and giving your thoughts as well.
Get going. Oh,
see you, mate.
No worries.
Thank you, guys.
I've got a quick question.
Yeah.
It's a competition, isn't it? So the last person wins, yeah?
Yeah, you win money for your chosen charity.
So why are they trying to convince him to stay? Like, all the celebrities were sitting down with him and saying, no, you should give him another crack. I'd be like, yeah, sweet, see you, buddy. One left eye I have to compete with.
Get on yours. To be fair, if you're competing with Bernard Tomic, I don't think he was ever going
to
win.
I mean, he was bound to quit at some point, wasn't he?
You want to keep him around because then when it gets to the final three, Australia goes, oh, no, bad timing, get him out of here. I mean, look, again, if I hate seeing, like, especially athletes who are very talented not accomplish a lot. Mm. So if this is the thing that makes him go out and play well, great, I'm applauding it. I'm all about it. But the thing is, you heard him say in that little piece of audio there from last night, you know, the last few days, mate, you've been there, like, 3 days.
No.
Like, just... It's only been on air for a week.
Yeah.
I mean, poor Channel 10 have been plugging this thing all during the Big Bash. Stick around for I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. Bert Atomic's on it. He was the first celebrity they announced. And then, by the way, he didn't have an Instagram. They created an Instagram.
He didn't have an Instagram.
Yeah, he's got one now for this. It's got one photo. It's, hey, check me out. Follow my journey on I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. And he left after 3 days. Come on, mate. You've got to at least give it like 2 weeks. Channel 10 are going, oh, no.
Here we go.
What?
Another Burn Atomic, and next year it's Nick Kyrgios in he'll last 2 days. Ooh.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up, Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Jim, if I may, I'd like to talk about Sylvia Jeffries in a recent interview she did on the Today Show. Sylvia Jeffries,
yeah, Gary, I tell you, your name's in the show, you can do whatever you want.
Thank you, buddy. Even though it's second?
I'll give you some notes after the show.
You'll be getting a phone call. She's been called out, Sylvia Jeffries, after stopping her interview in the middle of it with the music rock icon Michael Bolton, who's famous for, he's got a few big songs, doesn't he? Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, that's him, isn't it?
Yeah, Jack Sparrow.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Yeah.
Wasting time. But don't you sing. Oh, I got a voice.
Sorry.
Nath, you can't.
My name's in the show, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you can talk about it if you want, but don't sing.
What she's done is she stopped in the middle of the interview. Michael Bolton was telling a story about last time he came to Sydney.
Yep.
She stopped him in the middle of it and decided to plug her now husband, Peter Stefanovic's book. Now, the book is called, I've got it here, Hack in a Flat Jacket, and it's basically kind of like a biography, an autobiography of him and his experience as a journo on the front line.
You've read it, have you?
I haven't read it, no. Okay. Googled it.
Wikipedia.
Yeah. Didn't click on the link, though. Just read what it said underneath the under the thing. Look, he's picked it up, and he humoured her. He was like, oh, yeah, great, I'll read it.
Yep.
And then he kind of flicked through it, and he's like, done.
Yep.
So he's having a bit of gear. But, yeah, she stopped an exclusive interview just to plug her husband's book.
Yeah. I feel like I did see it. I feel like part of it was a little bit of a setup. Like, it was like she's tapped Michael Bolton on the shoulder beforehand and went, hey, mate, halfway through, I'm going to plug my husband's book. Michael Bolton just doesn't care. He's like, yeah, sweet, do whatever you want, love.
I don't even know who you are, love, your husband.
I don't know who any of you people are. I'm just happy to be here.
But don't you, I mean, yes, it was a shameless plug, but get someone else to plug it, like someone not as obvious as your wife. I mean, I'm talking to Peter Stefanovic here. Get maybe Dickie Wilkins to do it.
Well, to be fair, in Peter's defence, maybe Pete didn't know that Sylvia Jeffries was going to do that.
Oh, she just took it on her own.
Yeah, she was just doing something nice for a partner.
Maybe she wants to retire soon. She's like, oh, if Pete sells heaps of books.
Yeah. I mean, Lisa Wilkins has left the Today Show. I don't want to be here. Pete, mate, we've got to sell more books.
Here's what I'm thinking. Obviously, this book must be pretty good if she wants Michael Bolton to read it. Now, you and I... Do we know that much about Peter Stefanovic? Would you say you know that much about Peter Stefanovic?
No, I can't say I do.
Okay, because I want to play a little game that I've come up with.
Yep.
It's for you. You're going to have three questions on Peter Stefanovic.
Yep.
If you get them wrong,
yep,
you have to read his book. If you get them right, you don't have to read his book.
So I'm going to get all three right.
Yeah, this is the game.
How well do you Stefanovic?
That's Peter. Peter Stefanovic. Get it?
Yeah, don't do that. Do that thing where you get something and then you say after it, you go, get it? You get it, Jim? Yeah, I get it, mate.
All right, you're going to play that next. You got three Peter Stefanovic questions. If you get two out of three, you don't have to read his book.
If I get two out of three, okay.
But if you get them wrong, guess who's buying the book?
You are.
It's Jimmy and Nath. We're doing it next.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up, Hobart's Hit 100.9.
We're just talking about the Today Show presenter, Sylvia Jeffries. She's been called out for stopping her exclusive interview with the music legend that is Michael Bolton to give him a copy of her husband Peter Stefanovic's new book called Hack in a Flak Jacket. Look, what we're doing is I wanted to see if you needed to do... Oh, my mic's just cut out for a second. I think when you...
No, that would be your headphones, mate.
Oh, my headphones have cut out.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, so people could still hear me. Jeez, because I need to explain this game.
sorry, mate, everyone can hear you.
All right. I want to see if you need to get this book, and all you need to do is pass this new game we're playing.
How well do you Stefanovic?
That's Peter Stefanovic. How well do you Stefanovic is the game? I've got three questions about Peter Stefanovic. If you pass this little game, then you don't have to buy and read the book.
Well, I didn't agree to buy. You threw that at the end. I agreed to read. So you're going to have to find someone to buy that book.
We'll go and rent it. We'll put it on the Jimmy Nate budget.
I'll go down to the library. I'll sign up, get a library card, and I'll get the book out.
There you go. All right. Are you ready to go, my friend?
Yeah, mate. Whenever you're ready.
Here we go. Three questions. First one. When did Peter start with Channel 9? Was it A, 2003, B, 2004, or C, 2005?
You've put them all like back to back. Like, you haven't given me like 1990.
No.
You've made it hard. I'm going to go, what was 2004?
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Stefanovic.
Oh, I know. To be fair, I'm a huge fan of Carl Stefanovic. But I mean, Peter.
I mean,
I mean, like, don't even get me started on the other one.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah. No, the other, there's a third brother.
Oh, Craig.
No, I think it's Tom.
There's
a cameraman for Channel 9.
No, he's not.
He really is.
Oh, he is?
There's a Tom Stefanovic as a cameraman.
Well, let me cross out that second question. Second question. What is Peter's mum's name? And by extension, Carl's mum's name and cameraman's name. Is it A, Sharon, B, Betty, or C, Jenny?
Oh, can you go through those, please, again?
Sharon
Stefanovic, yep.
Betty
Stefanovic.
Or Jenny?
Jenny Stefanovic. I'm going to go with Jenny.
Are you sure?
I'm going to go with, what was the first? Sharon.
Sharon.
Yeah.
You going with Sharon?
I'm going with Sharon.
It was Jenny.
No.
You couldn't write this. Oh. I mean, if you were Peter, you probably could. But here we go.
Go check out his new book, Hacker in a Black Jacket.
You need to get this question right. If you get it wrong, you're going to go read his book.
Yeah.
In his Year 6 play, which character did Peter Stefanovic play in The Wizard of Oz? Was it A, Dorothy, B, the Tin Man, or C, Toto, the dog?
Don't think it was a dog. I'm going to go the Tin Man.
Yeah! Who knows? Stefanovic!
Oh, Stefanovic.
We might go read the book anyway. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a good read.
Yeah, Stefan, no way, eh?
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Jim Nissen, they've released a new line of self-parking slippers that can put themselves away when you take them off. They can also put themselves on you when you walk into the room. If you program them correctly as well. The Japanese, they do it again. Another genius invention.
The Japanese, mate, they're always one step ahead.
God, they're clever.
They are.
What about Nissan, though? They must be getting a bit bored. I mean, obviously, their go-to is cars, and they're like, well, we've invented this self-parking technology, because it's the same ones they use in cars.
I see. Okay, well, maybe it's like one of those ads or gimmicks. It's like, hey, look at our self-parking slippers. Much like the self-parking you'll find in your new Nissan.
Oh, you reckon they're using it as a forward plug?
Yeah.
Well, apparently they've put them in all these really high-end hotels in Japan as well, and they're called smart slippers.
I mean, I love the idea. I think, you know, especially when it's cold, you're always forgetting where your slippers are because you can wear slippers everywhere.
Mm.
You wear slippers in the bedroom, you wear slippers in the bathroom, you wear slippers in the lounge room, you can wear slippers...
Oh, you can literally wear them anywhere, can't you? Is this a plug? Are you doing a plug?
And thanks to our friends at Nissan, now you won't have to worry about where your slippers are at all.
Yeah, but what... I mean, if you program it to them to come onto your foot, to come onto your feet every time you walk into a room, what if you want to put, like, your sneakers on? And you're like, get off me, slippers! I don't want you!
Yeah.
Or you want to put your high heels on or your whatever your trainers.
Whatever you want to do. Oh, no, I love the concept that you can put your slippers wherever and they'll come find you.
What about if you could add this technology to anything else?
Oh, I'm glad you've asked, Nathan. I've got some ideas.
Oh, have you? Preparation.
I mean, we just got all our stuff from the mainland, but it's just everywhere in our house. We've got boxes. Nothing's been unpacked. So what we should put itself away, our stuff.
Oh, just stuff in general. Stuff. Just everything.
If you want to go a bit narrow, groceries. Because I feel like you spend so much time shopping and picking it out and putting it in the bag and you take it home.
Yeah.
By the time it's home, it should just put itself away.
Well, sometimes you can't even put it in a bag because you forget to take them to Woolies.
You forget to bring your bag and you've got to carry all your stuff, so groceries.
That's annoying.
Bins, but like the empty bins. So, you know when you take your bins up to the road,
the top full of the
rubbish, I just wish they'd then come back.
I do it themselves.
I'm happy to take them up. full of rubbish. I just don't like bringing them back down.
I don't even want to take them up when they're full of rubbish, because that's when they're heavy, and we've got a walk, we've got a steep driveway.
Well,
in
maybe
Newtown.
We can split it as a household chore, because we do live together, Nath. I will take them up, and you will
bring them down.
Perfect.
Oh, great.
And finally, clean washing. Not dirty.
Why not dirty?
I'm happy to put dirty away. It's just, it's like the end bit that's what really annoys me. Like, you wash your stuff, you hang it.
Oh, you've done all the hard work once, and then you've got to come back.
Once it's hung on the line, I want it to put itself away. I'm happy to do all the other bit. It's just the putting away bit. You don't like to put anything away.
Well, you worked for Nissan, so why don't you tell them to incorporate
Well, I mean, if you want some new slippers.
The Jimmy and Nath catch up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
We're talking at TLC because we've got a bit of a conundrum on our hands. Bree, our lovely marketing lady, she approached us yesterday and said, "Hey guys, do you want to give away some awesome TLC tickets to Rest Point, which is happening next week, I believe?" But she said the only way you can get them is if you guys come up with a cool little way to give them away.
Yeah,
a fun way to give them away. Now, I've come up with two ideas, two games that we can play to give these away to callers. But before we do play the games, you have to decide which one we want to do.
Okay. So just to recap, we've got some TLC tickets to give away. Nathan, we're doing that tomorrow. You've got two games you've created.
Two games.
Two games, right. And I've got to pick one of them.
You've just got to pick one.
Okay.
I mean, you can't say no to both, though.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm glad you told me.
So try your hardest. Option one. Obviously, we all know the famous TLC song, Waterfalls.
Yeah,
this game is called Water Calls. How it works is people just have to call 13, 12, 16, and they've just got to talk to us with water in their mouth. So they have to call the phone and have water in their mouth while they talk to us. If they do have water in their mouth, then they win the tickets.
Oh, love it, mouth.
Okay, well, you got a TLC!
Those of you listening, Jimmy here, and I tried to speak with water in my mouth. Now there's water all over the desk.
Now I haven't thought of a cool opener, we could do it. Calls.
Yeah.
Sweet. Right, okay, so that's the first option.
That's a bit of fun.
Option two. Obviously, TLC, it means tender love and care.
Yep.
This next game is called Blender, Glove or Chair. Okay? In this game, the caller has a 1 in 3 chance of winning the tickets. All they have to do is guess whether Jimmy is holding a blender, wearing a glove, or sitting on a chair. Blender, glove, or chair. I don't have a cool song to go with that.
I mean, what are we? This is the third day and you've already become known in meetings for coming up with some corker of ideas.
It's a lot of pressure. I sweat over it. I don't sleep some nights.
So, I mean, some of them aren't even asked for. You just walk into random meetings here at the office and go, "Guys, blender, glove, or chair. It's going to be huge." Is there a drum roll? Or do you just want me to come in and say?
Do you want a drum roll? I can give you a drum roll.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, here you go. The game we're going to be playing to give away these TLC tickets in Rest Point.
Water calls.
Water calls, yes.
Water calls.
Water
so,
calls.
I guess tune in tomorrow's show. We're going to give away some TLC tickets thanks to...
Rest Point.
I mean, water,
or us,
water
or
calls.
Water calls, not thanks to.
You'll be better tomorrow, trust me.
Calls. Oh, I missed it.
The Jimmy and Nath catch up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Tonight. Ed. Beyonce. Hit 100.9. We are Jimmy and Nath. Thanks for joining us.
I mean, they go on a bit, don't they?
I mean, Ed, do we really need the big outro?
I mean, I feel like when I'm listening to that song sometimes, Ed and Beyonce, I mean, two are probably the best singers in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, guys. You're good singers.
Yeah.
Okay,
do we need you on the same track?
And does it need to be 4 minutes? I mean, give us something under two. Just a suggestion.
Dial it back, guys.
If you're listening. Yeah. I think you're extremely talented. We're blessed to have you guys.
I mean, you could have shaved 30 seconds.
Could have been a little short. Nath, our second washing machine. I just want to talk about it. For those of you joining the show for the first time, we have just moved to Hobart. We are new, but we have two washing machines because we brought down a top loader, which didn't fit in our place. It can only fit a front loader. So now we have two washing machines, and we want to get rid of this top loader.
Yeah. Nathan, it's in great condition.
It's great condition. And I have put a photo up on the socials, at Jimmy and Nath on Instagram. You can head there and have a look at it. In the background, you can also see Nath's rugby boots.
Oh, that, yeah, just in case. Funny side story, when we had our removalists come down yesterday, we had these big blokes, and some of them played for the Hobart Harlequins.
Yeah.
And one of the guys was like, "Oh, mate, you should come and play." And I'm like, yeah. Went to Jimmy, and Jimmy's like, "You're not going to play, are you?" I'm like, "Nah."
I just want to get your thoughts on. Again, you can see our washing machine on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. Yeah, I was asking, you know, because they're bright yellow boots. Bold choice, yeah. First of all.
Well, I'm a flying winger, mate. Yeah. You've got to know that I'm there.
A winger that's 120 kilos.
Oh, not 120 kilos. The heaviest I've been, just to clarify, is about 105 when I came back from a big Europe trip.
Yeah, 125.
No, not 125.
135.
Yeah. If I was 125 kilos, I would actually look like a ball. Yeah, because I mean, I'm not that tall.
You do now, that's why. Oh.
All right.
No, look, you can head to our, again, head to Instagram, see this washing machine, because what we want to do is swap it for something. The swapping machine, because...
Yeah,
it's a work in progress. Mm. Whatever you've got out there, if someone's listening, you've got, hey, I need a washing machine, or maybe you've got something you just want to get rid of.
But it has to be good. I mean, we have to agree to it. We're not taking crap.
At the moment, I just want to see what people are willing to offer.
Okay.
So I'm not 100% sold on this idea yet. Mm. So again, you can head to the Instagram, comment with something you have that you'd love to swap for this washing machine.
Mm.
It could be anything. It could be like, hey, I've got this special spoon in my collection.
A rare
spoon. It could be a new TV.
Mm.
It could be a beautiful Toyota Hilux. I mean, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, wait, hang on. Toyota's called.
I'm not going to tell you what you have to swap for this washing machine, but it is there, and I'd love to get some people's thoughts.
Right. Haven't had any offers yet? No one's come up to you in the street and gone, hey, I've got a great dining set I'd love you to have?
No, well, I mean, no one's come up to the street in Hobart yet, Nath, because nobody knows who we are.
Well, maybe one day.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's hit 100.9.
Nath, want to talk about a big fan of the Tro.
that kind of works if you transition to this guy's name.
Yeah, so I want to talk about a big fan of the show, Troy Sivan. Just got me words mumbled there.
It's happened to me a lot.
Troy got stung over in New York. It's a bit unlucky.
Bee or wasp.
He got some flowers from a fan. So he didn't know the Paps are looking at him. He's walking along the street. A fan's seen him, bought some flowers, walked up to him and gone, hey, Troy, big fan, here's some flowers.
That's nice.
Troy's, yeah, beautiful. Troy's given him a hug, said, you know, thanks, champ, appreciate it.
Did he actually say thanks, champ? Or well, I mean, you're assuming?
I'm assuming. He's an Aussie. Yeah. If you're not
saying just a bum champ, tap and said, on your way.
On your way, good game.
On your way, Gobba.
And anyway, then the fans walked away. Troy's proceeded to keep walking around the corner and the Paps are following him. He doesn't know the Paps following. He's put the flowers in the bin.
Straight away,
he's going, nah, don't want this.
Was the guy even out of eye shot? Or he's walked around the corner, so he's put in a lot of effort.
Yeah. No, apparently he is. His fans have jumped to his defence and said, the jacket's a slightly different colour, and I think one of the flowers...
Oh, they're saying it's someone else. Yeah, oh, no!
Conspiracist. But, Troy's jumped in, and he's thrown away something straight away. So we thought we'd hit the phones on 13, 12, 16. And what did you throw away straight away?
Mm.
Where did you get something and just go, nah, don't want it, gone?
Maybe he's allergic to flowers.
That was the only thing I wrote down. I was like, possible allergy to bees. Mm.
Do we know what the flower was?
Oh, it was like a bouquet. It's like a bunch of random ones.
Oh, heaps of ones.
Yeah, like a blue. And
so pink. One of them just could have... He could have been allergic to just one of them and ruined the whole bunch.
I've never heard of people being allergic to flowers, though.
Oh, yeah, people are, really? Yeah, put the pollen in them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's a really nerdy thing to be allergic to.
What are you allergic to?
Flowers.
Loser. Have you ever got anything, Nath, and then thrown it away straight away?
I don't know if I've told you this before, but a few Christmases ago, one of my aunties, who I love dearly, I guess she didn't really know what to get me, and I opened my Christmas present on Christmas Day from her, and remember the TV show Kenny? It was the show about he was a plumber.
No, it wasn't a show. That was a movie.
A movie, sorry. Yeah, the movie, Kenny.
Yeah, yeah.
And who's the actor?
Shane Jacobson.
Shane Jacobson. He's a plumber, basically. He fixes toilets and stuff.
Yeah,
and
get it, mate. I don't need the movie review.
Oh, for those of you. And she got me a mug with just his face on it saying, I love Kenny.
Yeah. Did you...
Never seen it.
No, okay.
Never seen it. I drink tea sometimes now, but back then I hated tea. I didn't even drink coffee. And this mug was too small to have soup out of, so I'm like, what am I going to do with this?
It is. All right, well, hit us up on the phones, 13, 12, 16. What did you throw away straight away?
We'll do that next.
When did you get something and go, nah, don't want it?
Hit 100.9. We're going to do that next. We've also got a prize, actually.
Are we doing? We're giving away something.
Yeah, giveaway prize. What did you throw away straight away? We'll do that next.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's hit 100.9.
And Nath, we're talking about a big fan of the show, Troy Sivan, or the Big Sieve.
Sivan.
It's the Big Sieve.
Big Sieve. Actually, that's a good nickname for him.
I know. I gave it to him. I met him, shook him, looked him in the eye, went, mate, you are now the Big Sieve. You're welcome. He was over in New York recently. A fan's given him some flowers, and then he's proceeded to throw them in the bin straight away. The paparazzi papped him and got him doing that. A bit unlucky.
We're hoping or thinking that maybe he's allergic to one of the flowers that was in that bunch. Perhaps there was a bee in there.
Yeah, I mean,
give him the benefit of the doubt.
He is allowed to. Again, a stranger gives you something. You don't know where they're from. I can see where the big sieve's coming from, which has led us to ask 13, 12, 16, what did you throw away straight away?
Nigel from Montagu Bay, what did you throw away straight away, mate?
Oh, g'day, mate. It was a beanie that my grandmother had knitted me. So, as I said, I felt a little bad about it, but she had knitted something every Christmas beforehand, and I kept all that, but the beanie was more like a tea kettle cozy warmer.
You couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it, mate.
It wasn't quite of a style that was suited me, so, kind of got misplaced or lost, you could call it.
Nigel, how long was it between getting the beanie and throwing it away?
I'll have to say a couple of months. It was one of those things that kind of, you showed it and kept it around the house for a few weeks so the family members could still see you held on to it.
Yeah, so
did you... Slowly but surely it got lost. So,
Nigel, did you take a few photos of you wearing it and send it to your grandma just to make
sure? No, I didn't, unfortunately, mate. But, these was back in the times before you had all your smartphones and camera phones and everything else, mate.
Nigel, you said you kept it...
to take a photo.
You kept it for a few months, which I get, but how long between getting it and then you thinking, oh, no, I'm going to throw this away?
Pretty much as soon as I opened it, mate. So, it was a pretty instantaneous source, but it's one of those things you kind of got to be nice about it.
Your
grandmother's got all the effort and you knit it for you. So.
Look, Nigel, you tried, mate. Don't worry about it.
That's amazing.
Matty from Howrah, what did you throw away straight away, mate?
Collingwood coffee mug.
Do I even want to bother asking why, Matt?
Well, I'm a St Kilda supporter, so I'm still sore after 1966.
Matt, right. Was it a prank joke? Like, was someone having a go at you, or they just didn't know?
I'd like to think it was a prank, because I'd like to think people would know me that well enough that I would never accept anything from Collingwood.
Yeah, Matt, if your nan knitted you a Collingwood beanie, would you throw that away straight away?
I'd have to disown me nan.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Look, he's just walked in.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah. You know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop it, cause it's time for
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines, and what you do is you pick some glossy stories and you help inform both me and Hobart of those stories once I understand them on behalf of the people I... XOXO. Just ding them through.
Once you understand on behalf of everyone, just move on. So it could be a while.
Move on.
First up, a bit more Grammy news. So some of the runners up of the Grammy, so if you didn't win the Grammy, you didn't go home empty-handed. So James Corden, he was the host of the night.
Yeah. What, he won a prize? Surely not.
Well, no. This is what he said.
Oh.
I don't want anyone to be upset tonight, so the good news is nobody goes home empty-handed because we'll be handing out consolation puppies.
No.
So if you didn't get a Grammy, you get a puppy.
Screw getting a Grammy. I want to come second.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I mean, I'll put this photo up. There's a photo here of Jerry Seinfeld with a puppy.
But what? He wasn't even nominated for anything.
Yeah, he was up for Best Comedy Album.
He was nominated for Bone. Don't.
They do Best Comedy Album.
Right, okay. Yeah. Got you.
I really want to find out if this was a gag or if they actually got to...
Well, Jerry has a puppy.
We'll put this up later on the socials at Jimmy and Nathan. You can head to Instagram and see it later. I've never seen Jerry Seinfeld this happy, but again, puppies.
Don't hug him, though. Give him a puppy.
XOXO. Next up, the latest Crocodile Dundee trailer's arrived. If you haven't seen this, they've been plugging it. It's called Dundee. It's supposed to be a new movie starring Chris Hemsworth and Danny McBride.
Brido.
Nath, what's your favourite Danny McBride film?
Oh, I loved him in The Bride-to-Be. I loved him in The Bride-to-Be. He was great.
Yeah. So we found out that this, unfortunately, isn't a movie, but it is an ad for Australian Tourism that's going to run at the Super Bowl Monday, February 5th. I think it's our time. But this is a grab, Nate. See if you can recognise any of these voices in the new ad.
What do you mean Dundee's lost in the outback? He is the outback.
That is.
Nobody talks about Mick like that.
Careful with that knife, mate. It's pretty sharp.
That's got to be a big fan of show Hugh Jackman, surely.
Huge. Also in there was Hemo, Chris Hemsworth.
Hemo.
And Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. When was she? Oh, she was the woman who laughed at the end, was she?
No, no, she said something in there. I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Hang on.
What do you mean Dundee's lost in the Outback?
That's you, Jack.
He is the Outback.
Nobody talks about Mick like that.
Oh, that's Margot Robbie.
I thought that was Brighter.
Russell Crowe, Isla Fisher, Liam Hemsworth, Ruby Rose, Jessica Mowboy.
Every Australian person ever.
I think this might be the best ad. Fingers crossed it turns out good. Again, that comes out February 5th.
All obviously don't have big movies coming out. They've got time to do an ad, do they?
And finally, last and definitely least, some Bachelorette news.
Move on.
Sophie Monk, she posted on Instagram that she broke up with Stu Laundry.
Glad we hung around for that.
The Jimmy and Nath catch up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Nath, yesterday you and I went to the gym.
Yes.
Went to Anytime Fitness.
Great people.
Yeah, good people down on Bathurst Street in the city.
Go see Shay. He owns the place. He'll look after you.
No, mate, it's not a plug.
He's just a good guy.
I'm just telling people where we went. We went to the gym yesterday. It's nice and close to work. And something happened yesterday at the gym that you didn't see. Because we did train together, but I did something.
We don't train together. Well, it's in the same gym.
We train in the same gym, yes. We're not doing the same thing.
Don't offend me.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. You know what cardio is. I don't know what a weight is.
Who?
Yeah, I did something for the first time yesterday at the gym.
A weight. did you lift something heavy?
Bicep curls.
You picked up your towel, didn't you? Bit
away by that. Yeah, I went into the weight section. What's this?
Wow.
Don't know what's going on here.
Alien lamb.
No, I have my glasses on at the gym. I don't usually like to train with my glasses, especially if I'm on the treadmill or doing something, because they cost a lot of money and I don't want them to fall.
Well, the last thing you want is them to break.
Well, when you get sweaty, they sort of slip off your face.
Can't you get like athletic goggles or something? Strap around the back of your head just to make yourself even cooler at the gym than you already are.
Yeah, no. I'll write it down.
Who's the guy with goggles? Oh, goggles. He's the new radio dude.
Yeah.
Stay away.
He looks fun.
He's a fun time.
So I'm at the gym, got the glasses on, a bit sweaty. But the reason I wear glasses at the gym, because I don't usually, but again, being at a new gym, I had to wear them because I'm really blind. So it is Jimmy here of Jimmy and Nath. I really can't see. I've got glasses at the moment, but I'm not far off a stick and a dog.
But you're pretty bad.
I'm pretty blind, yeah. When I see optometrists, they go, wow!
You know how, like, you've got those friends who wear glasses, and you're like, oh, can I try on your glasses to see how I look? Like, it hurts to put yours on. There is that much lens in them.
Look, I won't go into the technical details, but, yeah, I really struggle to see without me old spectacles. So whenever I'm in a new place, especially the gym, I've got to wear the glasses just to see.
Understand where things are.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. I've got to put the spectacles on to see what's at the gym so I can see things. Because it's really blurry, man. I can't see, like, you know, 10 centimetres, 30 centimetres in front of me. Everything's a blur.
Last thing you want to do is try and run on a bench press.
So what was the last thing we did at the gym yesterday?
Well, you were on the...
Last thing we did at the gym.
Oh, I had a shower.
Yes. So my confession for today, Nath.
Separate showers.
Yeah. My confession for today was we went in separate showers, shut the door, but it's like a shower, toilet, it's a bath, change, it's all one thing. It's not just a shower cubicle.
There was someone in there.
No, I got in because I had my glasses on. And I took my glasses off to have a shower, but I realised I couldn't see the handle or anything. So I showered with my glasses on yesterday.
You showered with your glasses
just
on?
Just so I could see where the nozzle and everything
just
was.
Just to make yourself even cooler than you already are.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
The Cat Rescue Centre has come out and they've said that around the world, hundreds of black cats are being unwanted and sent back or sent to rescue centres because they look really bad in cat selfies. So in selfies that their owner is taking with the cat, the owners aren't happy with how they're coming out, the outcome, so they're just handing them back to rescue places. Sorry, this isn't good enough. Take it back. Don't want you anymore. You look ugly.
Oh, that's what a world. This is the world we live in. Sorry, I got to return my cat. Oh, yes, sir. What seems to be the problem? Oh, just terrible selfies.
Looks ugly.
Yeah.
Do you want another cat? Nope.
To be fair, I mean, look, you know, no offence to the cat lovers out there, and our boss is one of them. He said he owns a cat that doesn't meow, it barks.
Just another example.
Well, I asked him, I was like, you sure you haven't got a dog, mate? It's large, it licks me, it's yellow, my cat's broken, that's a Labrador.
Hand it in.
Yeah.
The new model, a Labrador.
No, look, I mean, cats, like, they don't they're not lovey-dovey. I mean, they sleep a lot of the time.
They're boring.
Yeah, they eat.
Let's just put it out there. They suck.
So, I mean, you can't really... Dogs are happy and smiley in photos. I think all cats, but, I mean, unlucky for the black cats to be voted number one.
Well, apparently all these people who are handing them back, along with saying that they don't like them in selfies, they say that the black cat in particular represents evil and witchcraft and bad luck, so they don't want that omen on their Instagram when they post a selfie.
So, I mean, why get the...
But, No, you're exactly right. Why buy the cat in the first place?
I mean,
you try before you buy.
Yeah.
You're not going to go to a pet shop and you're like, oh, this is cute, great, I'm going to buy it. You don't just buy it and go, what am I, it's a lucky bag, who knows?
It's like being a vegetarian, walking in and going, hey, can I have a hamburger? And they're like, yep, and then they get it and go, oh, sorry, can I return this? I don't eat meat.
Yeah, sorry.
So, yeah, no, very stupid. Don't buy a cat if you don't like the cat.
Don't waste people's
go
time.
Go buy a dog.
Get a dog. And dogs look great in selfies.
They do.
Dogs. My dog Chisel, I mean, he doesn't even smile, and God, he looks good. Your dog Pat, you've taken a few selfies with him.
Pat's a good-looking rooster.
Here's what we want to do. We think black cats looking ugly in selfies, that's their thing. That's what they're known for. That's what they do.
Apparently.
So we want to know, 13, 12, 16.
What can your pet do? What can your pet do?
Yeah, we just want to know, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Let us know what your pet can do. Can be any pet, and they can do anything. I mean, if someone calls up and goes, hey, my dog can sit, that's fantastic. That's what we're asking for.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the answer. Your pet can do that. Mm. Look, you won't go home empty-handed, believe that. We'll give you a double pass to go to the movies, see 50 Shades Freed. Don't miss the climax, 50 Shades Freed. That's hard to say, 50 Shades Freed, in cinemas February 8th.
13, 12, 16, give us a buzz. Let us know, what can your pet do?
Maybe you can do an amazing trick. Maybe your pet can speak.
It can be anything. It can be any pet. We'll give you a prize for it as well. It is Jimmy and Nath on Hit.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
We're talking about black cats because apparently rescue centres around the world are saying people are handing back their black cats because they look ugly in selfies. That's their thing. That's what they're known for.
Yep.
So we've asked 13, 12, 16.
What can your pet do? What can your pet do?
What can it do?
What can it do? Michaela from Moona, what can your pet do?
I have a black cat and he is adorable in selfies. He's really affectionate. He will even run to my car when I get home and put his paws up on my knees for a pickup.
Oh.
He'll get up on my shoulder. He'll give you all the love you want.
Michaela, do you have an Instagram account?
No.
We don't know. You could be lying, Michaela.
I have pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, pictures on Facebook. Well, maybe after we might get our producer Mason to get a photo from you. We can put a photo up on ours. And yeah, you sure this is a good-looking black cat?
Oh, he's adorable.
So you think you're an exception to the rule, or your cat's an exception to the rule, Michaela?
Yeah. Michaela, you can ask anyone who's met him. They always want to take him home.
Michaela, when you put a photo up on the Facebook, do you get many likes and comments?
About my cat, yeah, not about me.
I'm sure you look fantastic in selfies too, Michaela.
He's much more adorable.
No, you're great too. Awesome.
The cat's complaining, going, oh, Michaela's put another photo up.
Thank you, Michaela. Joe from a Grassery Hill. Did I say that right, Joe?
You did, yes.
Joe, what can your pet do?
My cat loves to beat up our dog. So we've got a little teeny black and white cat, and our dog is a Rottweiler. So the cat beats up the dog.
Sounds like you need to take the Rottweiler back.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up, Hobart's Hit 100.9.